Off recenzija.
V koš z znanstvenimi revijami. V torek 8. marca se je v sklopu cikla predavanj odprti znanosti odvijalo spletno predavanje z naslovom Replacing Academic Journals. Ideje znanstvene ekipe o nadomeščanju znanstvenih revij je predstavil profesor neurogenetike z Nemške univerze Regensburg Bjorn Brems. Poleg svojih raziskav z področja vedenske neurobiologije je Bremsovo raziskovalno delo pomembno predvsem z vidika kritike znanosti in sistema akademskega objavljanja. Profesor Brems je svoje misli podelil na predavanju, ki ga je priredila inicijativa za odprto znanost Univerze v Lübecku. O prizadevanjih za odprto znanost v slovenskem prostoru ter prost dostop do tehnologije in znanosti ste na valovih Radija Študent že lahko poslušali. Danes pa se posvečamo pastem objavljanja v tradicionalnih znanstvenih revijah in predstavljamo sodobnejšo alternativo trenutnemu sistemu akademskega objavljanja. Inicijative za odprto znanost nastajajo kot odgovor na tri dobro poznane probleme v znanosti – krize ponovljivosti, dostopnosti in funkcionalnosti. Kriza ponovljivosti naslavlja problem neustrezne zanesljivosti empiričnih rezultatov. Slaba zanesljivost je pogost problem, predvsem pri raziskavah na področjih psihologije, medicine in drugih ved o življenju. Raziskava iz leta 2016 je pokazala, da je večina znanstvene literature neponovljive. Bodi si se zaradi nekakovostnega metodološkega opisa eksperimenta ne da ponoviti, bodi si eksperiment sicer uspešno izvedemo, ampak ob ponovitvi ne dobimo enakih rezultatov. Kako so najprestižnejše znanstvene revije vpletene v produkcijo oziroma reprodukcijo nezanesljivih raziskav, pojasni profesor Brems.
That the high impact journals, they attract the most unreliable research. And so you don't have to be an evolutionary biologist to realize that if you select the scientific workforce by those people that publish in high impact journals, and if you do this for two or three decades, then of course, at some point you reach a situation where less and less of your research is actually reliable because you have people that publish unreliable science and they teach the people that work with them how to publish unreliable science.
Sistem znanstvenih revij v glavnem financirajo akademske knjižnice in univerze s plačevanjem visokih naročnin za dostop do akademskih vsebin določene revije in s plačevanjem za objave prispevkov v reviji. Vsaka posamezna revija ima svoj monopol nad akademsko literaturo in podatki, saj so določeni raziskovalni materiali v glavnem dostopni pri dotični reviji. To jim omogoča, da narekujejo svoje pogoje za objavo in dostop do te akademske vsebine. Posledica takšnega sistema znanstvenih revij je nedostopnost znanstvene literature in podatkov, kar krajše imenujemo kriza nedostopnosti. Problem z nedostopnostjo znanstvene literature sicer blaži piratska spletna stran Sci-Hub, ki omogoča brezplačen dostop do večine znanstvenih prispevkov, ne pa tudi do ostale akademske vsebine. Tretji sklop težav, kriza funkcionalnosti, pa je nastopil kot posledica pomankanja digitalne modernizacije procesov raziskovanja in objavljanja. Več korporacij, ki sicer prejemajo visoke zneske za naročnine in objave, denarja ne namenja razvoju ustreznih digitalnih orodij za nadziranje kakovosti raziskav, posodabljanja procesov, oddaje in recenzije člankov in podobno. Se sprašujete, čemu potlej revije namenjajo prejeti denar? Kot profitno usmerjena podjetja seveda najraje zadržijo dobršen del profita. Del prihodkov pa vložijo mehanizme za nadzor in sledenje raziskovalcem oziroma raziskovalkam. S tem želijo razširiti svoj monopol onkraj akademskih prispevkov. Več o tem Brems.
Publishers have invested massively into surveillance technologies. Nobody really knows what's going on with this tracking and with the surveillance. But of course, if you sit in your office and you browse all kinds of literature, maybe with your browser on your desktop, and then you use your cell phone for all kinds of private things, maybe, then the technology of aggregated data collection that these publishers are using allows them to combine your private records with your work records. And so they can identify you and sell your data to whoever wants to buy the data. And if you work on sensitive issues, be it in terms of espionage, or if it's a socially sensitive issue, be it climate change or gender studies, then of course anybody who would like to know where are the intellectuals that we don't like can just buy the data.
Krize ponovljivosti, dostopnosti in funkcionalnosti v začaranem krogu spodbujajo druga drugo. Nedostopnost, denimo, institucijam onemogoča spopadanje s primankljaji na področju funkcionalnosti. Ti primankljaji nadalje spodbujajo replikacijsko krizo. Otežujejo recenzenski postopek ter dostop, uporabo in temeljit pregled nad raziskovalnimi podatki in programsko kodo za analizo podatkov. Širjenje replikacijske krize s pomočjo revij pa poslabšuje krizo dostopnosti. Nobeden od glavnih akterjev pa ne naredi reformatorskega koraka v smeri izboljšanja stanja. Bodi si zaradi nemoči, bodi si zaradi koristi, ki so jo deležni v trenutnem sistemu. Raziskovalke in raziskovalci so prisiljeni objavljati v obstoječih revijah zaradi institucionalnega pritiska za ohranitev službe in zbiranja točk za napredovanje. Knjižnice morajo zagotavljati potrebno storitev svojim univerzam, korporativne založbe pa pri statusu quo ostajajo zaradi profita. Kako prekiniti ta začaran krog, predlaga Brems.
The R, A and F, reliability, affordability and functionality problems, they all are locked together. And how can we unlock this? Well, we unlock it by stopping to pay those external people, companies, corporations, 5,000 per article, 4,000 or 5,000, and instead have bidding processes that compete for our money, so that they compete for our money, we don't compete for their space in their artificial scarce space, space in their journals. And that would free about nearly 9.5 billion or about 9.5 billion US dollars every year.
Brems med predavanjem pojasni, da bi akademska skupnost lahko denar namesto znanstvenim revijam namenila razvoju lastne digitalne infrastrukture. Osrednji cilj je monopol tradicionalnih znanstvenih revij nadomestiti z decentralizirano in fleksibilno mrežo znanstvene literature z odprtim dostopom, ki bi delovala pod okriljem znanstvene skupnosti. Posodobljeno infrastrukturo in njene učinke na znanstvene revije predstavi Brems.
And what would this infrastructure be? Yeah, we would have substitutable services, so such that you wouldn't have monopolies anymore, but competition. Authors wouldn't pay anything, because that's what the infrastructure means. It's invisible. Anything that the journals have that we would like to keep, which can just copy. And for data and code, we use the money that's left over. So we don't have to force anybody to use this. If people still want to pay 5,000 out of their own pocket, private pocket, to publish in some journal, they can do that. But nobody keeps them from doing it, but it just costs them time and money. Most likely, if the journals are not getting paid anymore, there aren't any journals. And so you don't have to look at, oh, which journal is better than another journal, because there are no journals.
Nadaljujemo z izsekom iz predavanja, v katerem profesor Brems razvija idejo o implementaciji boljše digitalne infrastrukture. Možnost za prenovo brez tehničnih omejitev že obstaja.
Possibility already exists. So for instance, there's other solutions, but one of the solutions is Open Research Central. It's a non-profit organization where you can just hook up your publishing venue. And so you can see here, F1000 Research is there, Welcome, and Gates has their publication platform there. Then there's the Open Research Europe that the European Commission actually really built with in competition. So they held a tender, right, a bidding process, and then the lowest responsible bidder was awarded with publishing anything on this platform. And if at some point, and that was in this case F1000 Research, and if they're not happy, if the European Union, European Commission is not happy with F1000 Research, they can just pick another one when the contract runs out. And this is, of course, what needs to happen and how you keep prices low. is that institutions publish all of their research on their own platform. Peer review, it would be done as much as the community would need peer review. Once we own everything, we can implement things the way we think science needs it. And we could do this tomorrow without any technical issues.
Posledice tovrstne prenove bi bile po mnenju Bremsa in ekipe za razvoj znanosti spodbudne. Reforma bi pomenila odprt dostop do celotne akademske vsebine z enega samega mesta, zmanjšala bi se možnost, da založniške hiše sledijo raziskovalkam in raziskovalcem. Odpravljen bi bil tudi pritisk v zvezi z objavljanjem v najprestižnejših revijah, saj te ne bi več obstajale. Izpolnil bi se recenzenski postopek, izboljšal nadzor nad kakovostjo in z avtomatizacijo skrajšal čas, ki ga znanstvenice in znanstveniki porabijo v postopku objavljanja raziskovalnih dognanj. Moč upravljanja z znanstvenimi podatki, literaturo, kodo, postopki in programi bi se prenesla na znanstveno skupnost. Infrastruktura bi namesto korporativnim založbam služila znanosti.
We would have control over this, and if something doesn't work the way we want, we tweak it and fix it. We don't have to build grassroots movements to convince profit-oriented corporations to pretty please do as we would like to have it. We just do it because it's ours. You could say that this would finally convert the, you know, geocentric worldview like we have it now, the paper-centric one, to the heliocentric model of open science, where the scientific process is in the center and all of these digital objects just revolve around the research process.
Tehničnih ovir za reformo sistema znanstvenega objavljanja ni. Ideje odprti akademski digitalni strukturi razločno živijo v mislih pobudnic in pobudnikov za odprto znanost. Vse je videti nared. Ampak takšni pogoji obstajajo v znanstveni sferi že nekaj desetletij, korenitega premika pa še vedno ni. Kako torej konkretno implementirati ideje? Kateri akteri so na položaju, da zagotovijo preusmerjanje finančnih sredstev od znanstvenih založb k alternativnemu sistemu?
Well, what could have an effect would be if funders, instead of mandating authors who are already under a huge amount of pressure, would instead mandate institutions have eligibility criteria where they specify which institution is eligible for funding. You could simply, it's technically simple, it may be politically more difficult, but in principle, you change the eligibility criteria such that institutions that fund the structure that rewards unreliable science, like journals, are not eligible for funding. Why would funders support institutions that promote unreliable research? That's absurd.
Profesor Brems nadaljuje z drugim sklopom spodbud, ki bi ustvarile pogoje za vzpostavitev sistema objavljanja brez tradicionalnih znanstvenih revij.
Second set of incentives that one can provide for the institutions is that the procurement rules are not being circumvented anymore. Right? So current journal payments are being paid to monopolists simply via the single source exception. It means that if you have to pay for Journal X, because the content of Journal X can only be obtained by Journal X, then there's no point in having a bidding competition. But if in transformative agreements, the services that, or what we pay for are now publishing services that can be substituted, and where it's being said that there should be more competition, then the procurement rules force institutions to hold these tender or bidding processes. Open Research Europe has shown, the European Commission has shown and led the way how to do this with Open Research Europe.
Osrednji premik za nadomestitev akademskih revij bi torej bil spodbuditi države, da javni denar umaknejo iz sistemov, ki reproducirajo manj kakovostno znanost, in ga namesto tega investirajo v sisteme, ki promovirajo odprto in zanesljivo znanost. Pri tem je v predavanju umanjkal prostor za razpravo o zakonodajnem vidiku takšne reforme in mednarodnem poenotenju sistema objavljanja. V primeru postopnega odpuščanja tradicionalnega sistema se namreč pojavi tveganje za dodaten pritisk na posamezne raziskovalke in raziskovalce. Te bi lahko hkrati pestila institucionalna obveza k prakticiranju odprte znanosti in institucionalni pritisk za ohranitev službe in zbiranje točk za napredovanje. Tako bi bilo treba sočasno preurediti sistem zaposlovanja in napredovanja v akademskih institucijah, ki favorizirajo objavljanje v revijah z visokim faktorjem vpliva. Predlagana rešitev ni čarobna palica, s katero bi znanost nemudoma olajšali vseh tegob. Vendar pa preureditev digitalne infrastrukture akademske vsebine predstavlja nujen, čeravno nezadosten korak za gradnjo boljše znanosti. V reformatorskem duhu se od vas poslavlja vajenka Katja.
Off recenzija.